Welcome to the Ideal Network Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Ideal Network Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The short version of the word ideal in Ideal Network stands for I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. And there's much more. Thanks for listening in and share this with the people that are most important to you. Now on to our show with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that's unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We've been doing this radio show specifically with Darlene for many, many, many years. She's one of our first radio show guest hosts. When I started Building Fortunes Radio, I knew that I needed to do radio shows with people other than myself. Even if you liked me, you would get bored of only me over time. That just makes sense. So I asked some great guest hosts to be here, and Darlene is one of them. She runs the Ideal Network, and we speak about a lot of different things relative to whatever's going on with the Ideal Network or Darlene Sartori's life or from her perspective. So today, she's going to kind of give us a little bit of a rundown on, you know, what's going on and some of her views about what's going on, and we're going to talk about whatever that means. And I'll jump in as I'm asked to jump in and throw in maybe some of my comments or opinions or probably questions as we go through this. But if you want to hear this again, share it with some friends, you'll be able to go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/ideal or Ideal Network, or you can look for the guests for Darlene Sartori, Sartore, and you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. So we skipped last week. Darlene's been through a couple of medical procedures. She's got her energy back, and we're going to give it a whirl on this radio show. So, Darlene, thanks for being here on your own radio show. And a post-happy birthday, because October 5th was your birthday, and I said it, but not on the live radio show because you weren't here last week. So happy birthday, belatedly.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. A lot has happened since October the 5th, this birthday. And I must say in the very beginning, there's a word that maybe you need to write down. It's called discombobulated, and don't ask me how to spell it without having to look up again, but it's discombobulated, confused, just the clutter of the thoughts in my brain. One thought leads to another, and then leads to another, and it's like, oh, slow down. I can't process all of this. So what I'm going to try to do is pull together a few things here that I think it's important for us to maybe think a little bit more rationally about what we've been doing on our planet. And I'm going to start with sometimes I look for signs that something is connected and that we are not being able to achieve what we are supposed to be doing. And you often have heard me say that the first lesson in the Bible is if you can't identify evil, you can't avoid it. And this is what we've been dealing with on our planet now for some time. So my brother, was 2 years younger than me, James Robert Hedrick, and he was born on September the 9th of 1946. And he graduated from the planet Urantia. In other words, we call it dying, but we call it graduating from Urantia because you go on October the 7th of 2010. So to some people, okay, what's September the 9th and October the 7th mean to you? Well, I kept asking, why are these things happening on the planet with this Israel situation that has developed? And I began to realize and go back to the master key system because the Master Key system talks about be, do, have as a connection. Well, what was I doing on September the 9th that was so changing in my life? What was I going to do on September the 9th? Well, what I did is myself and several people from our local community here went to Du Bois County and attended a session put on by Purdue University Agricultural Center with the DNR, identifying the and how to remove invasive species that's destroying our forests. And it was put on by the Forestry Department primarily on how to be able to identify invasive species that is destroying and pulling down our trees with these invasive vines, Virginia creepers and other things that are growing up, and several other types of trees that are growing up that's stopping the other trees from growing that really would be good for wood and et cetera, that's destroying our forests. And then October the 7th is when Israel was invaded by an invasive species of hate mongers. So that was why, okay, why am I feeling so discombobulated? Why am I feeling so out of sorts and not being able to stay? And yes, I had gone through some health issues ever since Thanksgiving of last year that affected my eyes, and we finally figured out what was the cause and et cetera, and we've been dealing with that. And then I ended up with an intestinal bleed and had a reaction to anesthetic and things that have been happening. So why is all this horror? Why is all this evil happening around us? And, you know, I've been asking that for quite some period of time now, especially since when my husband died in 2010, the same year my brother died. My husband died in April, and then my brother died in October. You know, what is this life that has gone so out of control over the last 13 years? One of the things that was so important to us in my family and with my husband and me was to be able to keep our children safe from evil. We began seeing evil very much and, you know, I'm going to really get brutally honest about some things, so you may even want to delete this one after I get done with it. I don't know. But my husband was Catholic, and I converted to Catholicism for us to get married because it was important for him and his family to have that religion. Where my family was very, my father was military, and my mother was, a full-time mother. And, you know, we went to the churches that we felt welcome in, that we felt like was giving us good moral guidance, not because of a doctrine, because just doing good things was important. So one of the things that I woke up to today was, again, going back to the Master Key system, be, do, have. And so I had asked this past week, who do I really need to be working with? I need to make some shifts in my life to get discombobulated, to get back to clarity, the clarity that I had a year ago. What has happened in this year that is so traumatizing? And so my first thing that I do with individuals is teach them about keeping the IC and ICY journals. Well, I realized I haven't been doing a really good job this past year of really being clear about my IC and ICY journals. And if you don't write it down, sometimes you forget it. You need to go back through. This is what my mother was so great about. Well, you know, back when my mother and father and et cetera were kind of growing up, you know, Catholics weren't looked at as being quote-unquote Christians. There was a difference there. And I never could quite comprehend that. That just didn't make any sense. And I began comprehending as I went back and started picking up and redoing my IC and ICY journaling again. Because one of the things that I teach in that is to look around and see what is life empowering. In other words, are you God conscious? Do you comprehend what truth, beauty, and goodness is? Do you comprehend when somebody's lying to you or when they're not? How easy is it for you to tell when somebody is being harmed or not being harmed? So this is what we see is happening on our planet, is we are getting into a situation that we're not really being able to identify what is life empowering and what is life destroying. So I'm going to go back to something that traumatized me for very, very early on when my husband and I no longer wanted to stay in the military. I have said often in the past, I always felt so safe on military installations. I never had a fear of when I was growing up. There was always safety. So maybe I didn't develop early enough on in learning how to identify evil, because I didn't see a lot of evil around us. I just knew my dad was fighting evil. I just knew that that's what we were there was to support him. Well, when we got out of the military, when my husband and I decided that we weren't going to raise our children in the military because it was changing. And what was changing is we were no longer having as many schools on the bases. We were being sent to civilian schools. And there's a big difference. And I won't go into all of the differences or whatever, but there's a big difference. Well, I've always enjoyed working with children in many ways. And so when we ended up in Princeton, Indiana, and this will then be able to validate anything that I say, you'll be able to validate it eventually if you wanted to, but I'm not going to go into real deep, except what traumatized me is I decided that since I needed to know about Catholicism, that I needed to work with the Catholic Church locally, which happened to be just a block away from us, from the home that we bought first in Princeton. And so I went to ask and find out what could I do to learn more about Catholicism. Well, it just so happened there was an opening there for the education consultant, the education teacher. Okay, well, I guess that makes sense. If I'm going to be working with education, I need to know about what's been going on in the school and et cetera. This was a grade school. And so I started working there, and I was really enjoying it. And one day I was walking down the hall, and a little boy came out of the bathroom crying. And I said, "Oh, honey, what's wrong? Did you get hurt?" And he shook his head, "No." And I said, "Are you okay?" And he shook his head, "No." And I kept asking him questions and et cetera, and then he finally shook his head, "Yes." Well, to that was, "Did somebody hurt you?" And I think by now you maybe have already guessed ahead what the little boy had happened to the little boy. A priest had harmed him in the bathroom. Well, I immediately said, "It's okay, honey. We're going to figure this out. Okay. So you're safe with me. Let's go talk to," and I gave the priest name that was ahead of it, "and see if we can find out what's going on." And so we did. We followed through. And so I began my education there was how much a supposedly religious organization was hiding evil doing among our children. that's when my husband began, and I, when I told him about this and et cetera, we were traumatized. We were very much traumatized. That could have been one of our kids. So we took our children out of school and began homeschooling our children because we realized that our children were not being protected. So this is where I feel like right now we're dealing with an Israel, is this invasion of this invasive species of hate mongers that happened on October the 7th of 2023. I'm going to put my date in here so we get it right here, is so much hate is on this planet in so many different ways that this is spilling over right now in the U.S., on the campuses in the universities. This is really upsetting me to find out what's actually being taught at the university levels and how much hate is being taught. We've got a lot, there's a lot of blame to go around, but there's a lot of credit to go around too. Because sometimes something really horrible has to happen to wake us up. I'm a World War II baby. Does anybody remember what happened in Pearl Harbor that brought us into the World War? Well, you know, that could have been stopped if the messages had gotten through to the right people about this incoming flock of planes headed that way, that, et cetera. Well, somebody was asleep at the wheel, so to speak. Somebody was asleep at the message center. Well, this is what happened in Israel. Israel has fallen asleep to what was going on right there in its own backyard. So we know, if you've been listening to any of the dynamics that's going on and the messages, if you're watching CNN or Fox News or any of those other ones, there's a lot being reported, but I don't see a lot of that talking about how to deliver us from evil. So I'm going to give a solution that I just talked to somebody. We are now involved with Israel on a direct, and I've mentioned this before, our Israel project, that we have been working with. And, of course, our people are traumatized that are working in Israel, and some of the families have lost family members. And one of our tech people was one of the victims. They are safe, and we offered to bring them back to the United States, but they want to stay there, and they are in a safer area now. But I said to someone that talks every day to Gabriel over in Israel at the Israel Project, and if you know where the Jerusalem boat is, if you've ever been hearing about that Jesus boat that's been restored and et cetera, you'll know where I'm talking about. That is what we are working on, creating the Jesusonian projects and et cetera there. And I will get into that more, and I'm going to give you a website to go through. But what I'm really trying to get a point to you is that if we're not paying attention, if we're not keeping our IC and ICY journals going every day so that we can know what is life empowering in our life and what is life destroying, because if we're not very cautious every day, we are allowing things to go on right in our own backyards without even realizing it, just like these invasive species. So if we stop and think and listen to what's going on around you, how many things today are accepted, okay, that a few years ago would have been shunned, and our kids would have been very told to stay away from people like that. Right now, our kids do not even know that they are going to fall victim to the drug dealers, to the pornography, to all of the horrors that's going on. It would never happen to them if they were in their homes. Now, is every home good? No, there are homes that are not the best in the world. But we're taking a blind eye to it instead of reaching out and making solutions. Well, I'm going to put out what I think is a solution right now for Israel. Israel has over 360,000 people that are now actively been called to duty from people all around the world that are Jewish, that are part of that are now. So why not take those 360,000 people and line them up side by side and start walking from Israel southward, clearing away and making sure that there's no bombs, it's safe, and et cetera, and allow the people in Palestine to go back to their homes as long as they make a pledge to no longer be haters, but instead lovers, lovers of life. In other words, they're life empowering and love empowering, goodness empowering, to just go about doing good and stop hating. You can hate the evil, but you don't have to hate the evil doer. You can help to convert them. Maybe you need to lock them up for a while. Maybe you'll need to round up these people that have been indoctrinated. But do you know if you've been indoctrinated from the very beginning as a child, you don't know you're being indoctrinated. You don't know that you have been taught things that are wrong. You know, I remember early on trying to figure out how do you know when there is a child that's going to be a problem. Well, if you see a child killing animals just for the fun of killing animals, especially domestic ones, I think you got a problem there early on. You need to find out what's going on with that child. For the first thing is they're hating themselves, and so they're lashing out. We've not taught our children how to love themselves so that when something happens, just like that little boy came out of the bathroom crying, he knew what had happened to him was wrong. It not only hurt, but he knew it was wrong, but he didn't know how to express it. He could only answer yes and no questions. And so you have to learn to ask the right questions. So if we would start just simply walking down from Israel with all of those people and clearing the way for safety, that's what we need to start doing in every one of our communities. We need to start walking our streets. We need to start looking for the good and empower the good to spread. And when we see things that are not healthy, if we see things that are not actually right, that we take action to do something about it. Do you know when the police are called now, they separate something from civil or criminal? Well, we can't do anything about it because that's a civil matter. Well, most people don't know how to go about solving the civil matter. Well, I got news. There's very easy to do that when you work together in self-governing communities. And that's what we need to start getting away from. Right now, when Congress here in the United States, we can't even elect a Speaker of the House. What kind of insanity is it that you have to have the 217 people and they can't even get 217 people to agree on one person that can have that can head the house up? Start looking at ourselves and saying, what's going on in our community and what can I do about it? Well, first, become God conscious, you know, and have a God consciousness and then a God conscience. In other words, moral. What can I do about it? So I'm hoping that I've made a little bit of sense with what I've said so far. And just call to getting up off of your duff and getting out in the community and find out what's going on. What are our kids doing after school? What are they actually being? Are they on their phones all the time? Do you know what that's doing to the left side of their brain? It's destroying their brain. We're discovering all of the R's. They're just being on the telephone all the time, playing games and communicating in that way is doing harm. Do we even know what G5 or all of these things that are going through our air are actually doing to us? Are we really involved with saying what is life empowering? Maybe we can make that our business. How about becoming a person who is helping to clear out invasive species in your community? Get involved with your local universities and et cetera. Clean up our forests. Clean up the highways. Just do things that make the place look better. And suddenly you're going to be able to see the difference between good and evil. So we've just got a couple minutes left. Peter, you have anything you want to add in here?
You jumped into a whole bunch of topics. So a whole bunch of topics. The one thing that I was thinking when you were talking is that you got to really imagine that you're on your own. And when I say you're on your own, you're responsible for everything. Meaning you can't rely on anything. You can't rely on a school to do your education, you know, without inspecting it. You can't rely on the news to give you information without inspecting it. You can't really rely on anything face value because so much of it is just not right or downright manipulative or false or whatever. And I think you referenced the Israeli thing that's going on right now. Perfect example was just what happened yesterday. And I know that I'll date today. Today is the 18th of October, 2023, because if you're listening to this at any other time, things may change. But yesterday, the first thing that we heard was there was a Israeli guided bomb or guided rocket or missile that hit a hospital in Gaza, which killed over 500 people. And the first thing that I said to myself is, wait a minute, this just happened? How do they know where it came from? How do they know how many people? I mean, what did everybody just say? Stop. Let's get a counter. Okay, let's run up and down this. How the hell do you count 500 people? And whether it's, like, this has got to be wrong. This has got to be just for propaganda purposes. And there's a lot of things here. And then it was repeated and repeated and repeated and repeated. And I said, how much are we being told that is untrue? And now it's pretty clear that it wasn't from Israel doing it. It was probably somebody shooting bombs from the parking lot or the cemetery close to that hospital. So it was self-inflicted by the Hamas people. They killed their own people in their own hospital. And is it 500? How the hell are you going to figure this stuff out? Whether it's 200, 300, 500, whatever the number would be. So the reason why I say this is that all of the information that we're given is suspect. So whether it's suspect for manipulative purposes or just I don't know, but you're on your own. So the last thing you can possibly do is make decisions based on erroneous or fake or manipulated information. And I think that's a lesson that we're all learning all over again,
yes,
or reminded of all over again. And it's your life, so you better figure it out, you know, but don't necessarily take everything on face value. So back to you.
Okay, so I said I was going to give you a website that's very important, and I will send this, make sure that we get it posted. It's called thecenterforunity.org, okay? thecenterforunity.org. And on there, you'll see somewhere it says talk about projects and et cetera. See what we're doing in Israel with the Israel Project. But this is a local U.S. This is run, operated by and headed up by Rick and Susan Lyon, L-Y-O-N. And if you'll go to YouTube and put in some things about your rancher or their names, you'll find out they're very active, and they are our contact with, and the telephone number is here on the site. So you can make a connection with this group of people that will help you to be able to do what needs to be done to help with this Israel project. And you'll begin to comprehend that it truly is about bringing about the center for unity around the globe, around the planet. And this is something that I'm very much involved with as part of the Urantia Society and the Ideal Universal Society. And this is where I'm working to build the chaplain's course, and this is this dynamic of what we're talking about today is part of the reason for having the need for the chaplain's course, is we need chaplains all around the planet that are going to be able to spread the wisdom about how to identify evil, how to avoid it, and then bring about truth, beauty, and goodness. So if you need to get a hold of me directly, 812-664-7419. Again, 812-664-7419. And if any time that you would like to have a platform to work from, give me a call, and I'll help you with the Ideal Network projects. And one of them, of course, is getting good people on this system that Peter uses here in order for us to have a bully pulpit to work from. So if you have something you're doing, let's connect. So back to you, Peter.
Okay, good. Great. We're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. And Darlene, thanks for being here. We'll see everybody next time.
You've been listening to the Ideal Network Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more segments with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Darlene encourages everyone to join the Ideal Network so you can say, I live the ideal life, where I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Darlene, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word. Tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.